Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning. The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. I know one thing. I probably get the biggest audience today of any day since the show began. I'm sure yesterday was the same. Everybody wants to know what my take is on Afghanistan, what my take is on Joe Biden, my take on the country falling apart, my take on open borders, my take on COVID vaccines, my take on COVID and what's happening to this country and around the world. And it's going to be a packed show between guests and all my opinions. Let me start with my commentary I just finished writing minutes ago. You know, it's funny, in college at Columbia University, I was a last-second guy. I would literally never study until the night before the major exam of the year. And I would just cram all night and go take the exam. But my life has never changed. I usually write my commentaries on Friday afternoon, and I finish them with like 5 minutes to go before the show starts, and I'm like sweating bullets. Can I get it done? Can I get it done for Creator Syndicate? They've got to get it by 3 o'clock on Fridays, and I start writing at 1 o'clock on Fridays, West Coast time, and I usually finish at 3:05 and then get ready for the show. Here's my commentary, Treason. It's titled Treason. Afghanistan disaster is more proof Biden is owned lock, stock, and barrel by China. I'm the only guy who tells it like it is. The tragedy and catastrophe that just happened in Afghanistan is more proof positive of my contention. President Biden, his family, and his Democrat puppet handlers are China-owned. They are doing China's bidding. The Biden crime family is owned lock, stock, and barrel by China and the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party. Joe Biden's stolen presidency is the best thing to ever happen to China. I don't need to remind all of you what just happened in Afghanistan. Everybody saw it. The question is, can you believe your own eyes? How could this happen? This is the worst debacle in U.S. foreign policy history, and it threatens to become the worst catastrophic failure in U.S. military history. Why? Because it was all foreseeable and preventable. If only Biden and the Democrats are as good at foreign policy as they aren't rigging and stealing elections, we'd be ruling the world instead of taking orders from the Taliban. But all those American GIs dead and wounded and all of their devastated parents isn't even the worst-case scenario, as terrible as it all is. Biden is leaving Americans behind to fend for themselves. There's no way out. How many will be murdered? How many will be tortured and raped and starved? How many will be held hostage for a $1 billion ransom? This is like shooting fish in a barrel. This is potentially the greatest PR scenario ever for ISIS. I've warned for many months now that Biden is the most corrupt president in history. I believe he and his family are owned lock, stock, and barrel by the Chinese Communist Party. Everything Biden has done, every action, every statement, every policy since his inauguration has weakened America and enriched China. None of this can be a mistake or coincidence. Joe Biden and his puppet handlers are Chinese-owned. Let's examine the mistakes of Afghanistan. A picture emerges. These aren't mistakes. First up, who evacuates the military first, leaving thousands of American citizens unprotected from bloodthirsty savages? Everyone knows you evacuate the citizens first, then the equipment, and lastly, the military. No one could be so stupid to send the military home first. This was no mistake. This is treason. Secondly, who leaves $85 billion of military equipment on the ground? Overnight, we just made the Taliban the 26th most powerful military in the world with your taxpayer money. Who does that? No one is this stupid. This was no mistake. This is treason. Third, who puts the Taliban in charge of security for American citizens? This is pure insanity. Safely out of Germany. No one could be that stupid. No one could be that naive. This was no mistake. This was treason. Everyone involved in this decision should be arrested or court-martialed. Tragically, our Obama and Biden-appointed military leaders are too focused on COVID vaccines for an illness with a 99.7% survival rate, critical race theory, climate change, purging all white conservatives from the military, and paying for transsexual operations. And Biden trusted the Taliban to protect our soldiers and citizens? But aren't they the enemy? Aren't they radical Islamic terrorists? Don't they execute people in the street? Don't they steal little girls to rape, enslave, and marry? Wasn't the whole Afghanistan running for their lives a few days ago from the vicious, bloodthirsty Taliban? But Biden made them our partners? But wait, it gets worse. Biden gave the names of our citizens and Afghan allies to the Taliban to allow them through the gates of the Kabul airport. That's a kill list for ISIS to hunt down all our people. The U.S. government has officially named the Taliban terrorists, and Biden is handing the names of our citizens to terrorists? This is no mistake. This is treason. What president would even consider leaving Americans behind to be murdered or held hostage for ransom? This is no mistake. This is treason. Who spends 20 years, trillions of taxpayer dollars, and American lives and limbs, and then just runs away so China could waltz right in and take possession of all the lithium and rare earth minerals? No one is this dumb. This is no mistake. This is treason. Every action Biden takes weakens America and enriches China. The open border, shipping COVID-infected illegal aliens all over our country, vaccine mandates, the budget-busting green infrastructure deal, killing our energy industry, paying millions of Americans to not work. Now disaster in Afghanistan. Biden is destroying America and helping China become the dominant force in the world. These aren't mistakes. This is treason. That's my column. And by the way, you know what's the biggest proof of all? Australia and New Zealand. There's two countries in China's world, right? In China's hemisphere. And they've done a lot of business with China. And they're both locked down because in New Zealand, one person had COVID. I'm not kidding you. One person had COVID, and they locked down the country for weeks. And their economy is going to go under. And in Australia, one 80-year-old man, I think he might have been 85, one man in his 80s died of COVID, and they shut down the whole Sydney with 6 million people, and now it's spread to shutting down the whole country because a few hundred people here or there have COVID, and a few dozen die who are probably all 80 years old. They're shutting down the whole economies of Australia and New Zealand, and people aren't allowed to move, and it's much different than America. Because here in America, I hate people like Steve Sisolak, Gavin Newsom, the governor of New Jersey, Murphy. I think it's Phil Murphy, but it's something Murphy. In New York, it was Andrew Cuomo till days ago. The governor of Illinois, loser. The governor of, isn't it Pritzker in Illinois? I think it's Pritzker. And in Michigan, Whitmer. It's hard to remember every communist governor in America, but they're all witches. And don't forget Kate Brown in Oregon. These are the worst people in the world. But even in Las Vegas with Steve Sisolak, I call him Sisolak, the coward, who would love to shut down Vegas again. But even here, as bad as he is, his version of a shutdown is nothing compared to what's going on in Australia and New Zealand, where you cannot leave your house or you face a $5,000 fine. Only one person a day is allowed to go shopping for the entire family. And the military is in the street enforcing the shutdown. And the military and the police will pepper spray you, shoot you, or arrest you if you walk outside your house. And the entire economy is shut down. And just like America, when Trump had no choice at the very beginning of COVID, and they told him, you've got to shut the economy down. And we did for a couple months shut the economy down. And what did we have? Wasn't it negative? It was like negative 35% GDP, something horrendous, the worst in history. And right now in Australia, they're predicting negative 30% plus GDP, negative 30% plus, like negative 35% GDP. That's where you ruin an entire country, an entire economy. All the jobs are killed and the whole middle class is put out of business. So why is that happening in Australia, New Zealand, even worse by far than in America? Well, first of all, Americans are all armed. number one. Number two, there's 80 million Trump voters, which is half the country. And number three, Americans don't F around. You try this crap on us, there's going to be a revolution in the streets. Trust me, you can't get away with it in America. We're not a nation of pussy cats. I'll say it that way. We're not a nation of losers and wimps like they are in Australia and New Zealand, obviously. But more importantly, New Zealand and Australia are proof positive. China has bought off their leaders. Don't you see? China will thrive while Australia will die. New Zealand will die. The people will starve. The people will live plunged into poverty. The people will live like Cuba. And in America, in Democrat states, it's not far different. In states run by Democrat governors, not far different. In big cities run by Democrat mayors, not very different. And all these people have a connection to China. I read you yesterday, I think it was yesterday or day before, that Kate Brown, the governor of Oregon, who's probably the single worst governor in America, the single most restrictive lockdown governor in America, and Kate Brown has massive ties to the Chinese Communist government and to organizations that help put out propaganda for the Chinese Communist government. They're all the same. China's gotten to all the politicians. They learned the way to take over a country, the way to win World War III without firing a shot, is you just pay off the politicians. I'm convinced they've paid off Democrat governors, Democrat senators, they've paid off the Pelosi's, they've paid off the AOC's, they've paid off the Schumer's, they paid off key Democrat senators and governors. They paid off the Biden crime family, the Obama crime family, the John Kerry crime family, and the Clinton crime family. And they've done the same thing in Australia and New Zealand. If you pay off the top 100 politicians, it probably costs you $1 billion total. And you make back trillions. It's a great investment. Forget stocks, bonds, or gold. Pay off politicians. You can own the world.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, Wayne Allyn-Root here. I don't have to tell you why you need gold. You hear it from me every single day on my show. When I need gold, I go to Michael and Rich Checkin at ASI, Asset Strategies International. Right now, ASI is offering my listeners the new Type 2 1-ounce gold American Eagle at 6% over the gold price while supplies last. They are the definition of honest. 39 years in business, over $5 billion in sales, over 20,000 clients with zero complaints. The biggest question on everyone's mind right now is, when will gold and silver prices start to explode upwards? Right now, prices are low, but that's to your advantage. They won't be forever. We expanded the money supply by 25%. Commodity prices up, consumer prices up, energy prices up. Inflation is here, and it's going to get much worse before it gets better. Call ASI today at 800-831-0007 to claim your American Gold Eagle at 6% over gold. That's 800-831-0007 or AssetStrategies.com. Tell them more sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. I ended the last segment of hour number two by telling you about ivermectin and how there's stories out now. Wow, it's being destroyed, the American media. And everybody's telling you how terrible ivermectin is. It's for deworming horses and cows. Deworming horses and cows. What kind of crazy people would take that? How dangerous it is. You're going to die. And I gave it to the closest person in the world to me and my two children. And all three got rid of COVID in a matter of days. Well, everybody else is headed to the hospital. Does that tell you anything? All the people who got their vaccines are headed to the hospital, but ivermectin worked fantastic for me and everybody I know, all my friends and all my fans. It's just unbelievable. While they're assassinating it, character assassination of Wayne Root and ivermectin, and it works, and we're trying to save lives. And these people that are attacking us are sick in the head. Did you see in Australia? They're so locked down over a few cases of COVID. You know, I'm the world's biggest dog lover. I love my Bubba. I love my Buddy. I love my Pacino. And I can never stand to see anyone who'd ever hurt a dog. Do you know that officials in a town in Australia heard that people were on the way to rescue dogs that were about to be put to death? And they said, you can't come out of your houses. We're in lockdown. You'll get COVID. We've got to stop you. So they shot the dogs in the head. This is what's going on in the world. You can't rescue a dog because there's COVID in the air. And three people in all of Australia have COVID. One in New Zealand has COVID. Don't leave your houses. We'll shoot your dogs. At the same time, there's something that works against it, so no one has to be nervous, ivermectin. But they can't allow that. So I read you the Japanese Medical Association chairman tells all the doctors in Japan to prescribe ivermectin from now on because it's so effective at stopping COVID. In Mexico City, they introduced ivermectin, and hospitalizations and deaths literally disappeared. Up to 76% reduction in hospitalizations, a dramatic lowering of deaths. And then I told you that I read that in India the same thing happened. Here's the article. I went and dug it up and found it in the break. News of India's defeat of the Delta variant should be common knowledge. It is just about as obvious as the nose on one's face. It's so clear when one looks at the graphs, you can't deny it. Yet for some reason, we're not allowed to talk about it. For example, Wikipedia cannot mention the peer-reviewed meta-analysis by Dr. Tess Lowry or Dr. Pierre Corey published in the American Journal of Therapeutics. Wikipedia is not allowed to publish the recent meta-analysis on ivermectin authored by Dr. Andrew Hill. Furthermore, it's not allowed to say anything concerning a website showing 61 studies comprising 23,000 patients, which reveal up to a 96% reduction in death with ivermectin. One could see the bias in Wikipedia by going on the talk pages for each subject and reading about the fierce attempt of editors to add these facts and the stonewall refusals by the senior editors who have an agenda. And the agenda is not loyalty to you or your health. There's a blackout on any conversation about how ivermectin beat COVID-19 in India. When I discussed the dire straits that India found itself in early this year, with 414,000 COVID cases a day and over 4,000 deaths a day, and how that evaporated within 5 weeks of the addition of ivermectin, I'm often asked, but why is there no mention of that in the news? Yes, exactly. Ask yourself why India's incredible, remarkable, magical, phenomenal success against the Delta variant with ivermectin is the most closely guarded secret in the history of the CDC. Second, ask yourself why no major media outlets reported this fact, but instead tried to confuse you with false information by saying the deaths in India are 10 times greater than official reports. Perhaps NPR is trying so hard because NPR is essentially a government mouthpiece. But in the end, the truth matters. And then they show you the graphs. The deaths and hospitalizations went down to almost zero in India when they started handing out ivermectin. Sponsor of the segment of the show, Patriot VPN. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Because cyber criminals, government, even your own ISP, Internet Service Provider, they all collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Your personal information and your Internet history, wherever you go on the Internet, is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your Internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forevermore. Government can't get at it. Your ISP can't get at it. No one can get at it. For your business, family, or personal use, 3 different plans to meet your needs starting at only $6.95 a month. Use the code WAR, get 3 months free. It's all at PatriotVPN.com. PatriotVPN.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States and coalition forces continue to work to get their citizens and Afghan allies out of Afghanistan despite a recent terror attack that killed over 100 people, including 13 U.S. service members. Texas Republican Congressman Jake Elsley joins Fox News to explain what he'd like to see happen next.
I want to see us come back into session. We compel the president to extend that deadline. I want us to take back Bagram, and I want us to ensure our allies there, our men and women, our brave men and women on the ground there, that this isn't for nothing. I want to encourage our veterans who fought there that they did not fight in vain, and to show once everyone in the world once again that America deals from a position of strength instead of weakness.
President Biden welcoming the new Prime Minister of Israel to the White House on Friday for bilateral meetings. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. I see a headline here on a conservative website. Voters are furious about Afghanistan. I'm very interested in seeing what will happen in that recall. I believe they're right. I believe it'll be an unbelievably shocking big victory for Larry Elder. And then you'll see, 5 days later, he loses. Because there's millions of fake ballots that come in that were printed on their computers. You don't even need to send them in anymore. They're printed on your computers. And you can make up 20 of them at a time. Well, they make up thousands each person. And they'll scribble a name. And they'll count them all as no to the recall. Or maybe they'll recall Newsom and they'll all vote for the Democrat. That's what it'll come out, even though they all voted for Larry Elder. Larry Elder's about to find out what it's like, what happened to Donald Trump, what it's like when they rig and steal an election from you. Sons of Liberty CBD is, and believe me, I'll be thrilled if Larry Elder wins. I'll be laughing at the liberals all the way to the bank, but I don't believe it's going to happen. They're not going to let it. Sons of Liberty CBD is the sponsor of the segment of the show. I work out hard every day, as you all know. I turned 60 this past July 20th, and working out caused serious aches and pains, even if you're 20. I remember having plenty of aches and pains when I played high school football and I worked out in the gym every day. Now I'm 60, and I do 90 minutes a day. So this is so special to me. I use their roll-on, Sons of Liberty CBD roll-on, and there's no more pain. None. Zero. Zip. Zilch. Nothing. Nada. No pain. Jay Schrader is the one who told me about it. Super Bowl champion, former Raiders and Redskins quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over the age of 50. You know how many times an NFL quarterback gets hit? He has gotten rocked. His body is broken, and he's got no more pain because his son's at LibertyCBD.com. I feel like $1 million. Never sore anymore. Best quality CBD you've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. 100% legal, 100% American grown and made. CBD is real, it's mainstream, and it works. For my listeners only, Sons of Liberty CBD is offering a discount of up to 25% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. WAR for Wayne Allen Root, 15, and you get up to 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, sonsoflibertycbd.com. Just say WAR15 to get up to 25% off, sonsoflibertycbd.com. We've got our guest here, Captain Sam Brown, a great patriot, retired U.S. Army captain, U.S. Senate candidate here in Nevada in 2008 during his deployment in Afghanistan. So the man knows Afghanistan. His vehicle was struck by an IED blast, leaving him severely burned and wounded. And I wanted to get his reaction to what happened. We had him on last week with his reaction about how bad it was going to get in Afghanistan. And me and Sam both knew, Captain Sam and I knew, it was going to be horrible that Biden has abandoned our principles. It's dereliction of duty. Terrible stuff. And sure enough, it happened. It was horrible, as horrible as we could have imagined. And I think it's just the beginning. I think it's going to get much worse. Captain Sam Brown, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. Good day to you.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm great, as I keep saying every guest. I'm great, but the country is off the wheels and off the rails, and this president is horrible, is what happens when you let someone steal an election. These are the reverberations that you get when a man is allowed to rig and steal an election, and you get the wrong, incompetent old man with dementia in the presidency. He was kind of a puppet that I think people behind him, who are communists and Marxists, are kind of playing the strings. And this guy is just an abomination, Joe Biden. What do you think? His ex-military almost gave his life in Afghanistan and certainly gave a large piece of his life in Afghanistan. And now, I had you on last week saying, how do you feel about us walking away? How do you feel about what he let happen 48 hours ago?
You know, Wayne, it's one of those things, and I probably used the word catastrophe last week. I mean, it's tragic, but given what happened yesterday, it's become a national disgrace. I mean, we are seeing, and you've talked about this before. I mean, we are seeing the undoing of our place as a leader in the free world, and it's sad. It's beyond sad. It never should have happened, and Joe Biden absolutely deserves responsibility. He ran. He didn't have to run, but he ran to be the commander-in-chief of our military. That is exactly what he is, and his attempts to try and shift blame to President Trump are beyond despicable. And I tell you what, though, there's one other thing that his incompetence, and that's putting it lightly. I mean, it's beyond incompetence. But the other thing this reveals is just how political our Department of State bureaucrats are and our Department of Defense leaders are. And this is something I think that folks like us have known for years, but America is starting to wake up and see the ramifications of these hyper-political bureaucrats and politicians running these agencies and making decisions that are not based in reality and certainly not in the strategic advantage of the United States of America.
I just can't imagine after what happened to you. You're such a fine gentleman. I've met you on five different occasions now, and I think you are what America is all about. You're a salt of the earth, wonderful patriot who, you know, almost willingly or gladly, that's a funny way to put it, but you seem like someone who's completely at peace with how badly you were injured, how badly you were burned, and yet you are still always chipper, in a good mood, big smile. You love this country, and I, you know, I almost think you're crazy enough. You love this country so much, Sam, I think you'd probably do it again. Am I crazy? I think you would. And yet, this is what they did to you. They stabbed you in the back. They stabbed you in the back. They gave away Afghanistan, and then they let those boys die the other day for nothing. They knew it was coming. Didn't you and I know a suicide bomber was coming? So how could they allow that to happen?
Well, once again, this is the consequences of America asleep at the wheel. This has been going on for years, and unfortunately, people have been tuned out, and I hope that this will be a wake up call that we can no longer tune out our foreign policy decisions, what's happening in our military. Beyond Afghanistan, there's a tragedy of leadership in other areas with the wokeism of the military, the critical race theory training, you know, just the fact that they're trying to make the military a social experiment is beyond abuse of what its purpose is. But this has been happening, and this is what we get, once again, a natural consequence of allowing politicians and bureaucrats to lead our country. It's time for Americans to wake up, to realize that we can no longer be asleep at the wheel. And people complain and say, well, I don't like my choices come an election in November because these are the people that are going to be leading us. Yeah, that's damn straight. Get involved in the primary process. Volunteer yourself or find someone that you believe in and support them so we have better options.
What do you think should happen to Joe Biden now? Do you think he should step down? Do you think we should fight to remove him? Do you think he should be impeached? It was certainly dereliction of duty. I think it borders on treason. I think this is treason, but I want to get your take. You're much closer to a topic like that than me.
Well, I'll tell you what I would hope for him is that he ends his career in public service in the most honorable way possible, which would be to resign himself without any more additional calls, without pulling the country through the incredibly divisive process of impeachments or investigations, which need to occur anyway. But America has been through enough. We don't need to have to force his hand. If he has an honorable bit left in him, I would sincerely hope that out of what's best for this country, he would resign and not make a fit about it.
And what's your advice for the United States of America, whether it's Biden or somebody else, Kamala Harris or whoever the next president might be? Well, what's your advice for what could be done now, this moment, if you were president, to protect the Americans still in harm's way in Afghanistan?
Well, Wayne, I've got to admit that there's a lot of information that I don't have. You know, you and I and the audience out there, we're not privy to everything. But it certainly seems that, you know, a month or so ago when folks like us were saying, hey, don't pull out the way you're pulling out. You're going to end up leaving these weapon systems, these armored vehicles, the ammunition to the Taliban. And that fell on deaf ears within the political class. That we can't go back and unwind that. So now we're in a totally different scenario where we have equipped the Taliban. Now they've got this, you know, these extreme ISIS-K folks that they've busted out of prisons. There could be thousands of them. Department of Defense doesn't seem to have a clue what's actually happening. They went from saying there was three blasts yesterday to one. They were saying that it was ISIS-K that did the suicide bombing. Now they're saying maybe the Taliban was involved. The point is we have to – our tool to hold people accountable is Congress. And Congress has been also neglecting their duty. And Congress needs to get involved. They need to provide oversight. They need to provide accountability. And there needs to be people fired over this. And if we don't have folks in Congress, which I think we have far too few that are willing to do that, then we need to get new people there.
All right, so how can everyone contribute to your campaign for United States Senate? Captain Sam Brown, retired U.S. Army captain, U.S. Senate candidate for the great state of Nevada. How do people contact you, and how do they donate?
Yeah, people can go to my website, CaptainSamBrown.com. And on any of the major social media platforms, just look for my handle, at Captain Sam Brown. Join and share our message. And Wayne, you know this too. Twitter has suppressed me since July 4th when I sent out that patriotic tweet of me saluting the flag. So anyone that can help just share our message is helping our shared mission and our vision for restoring America to what it should be.
Great patriot, Captain Sam Brown. Thank you for coming on, and thank you for musing with me about Afghanistan, about the tragedy. Thank you, Sam. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American-made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off. Energized Health. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you missed the Energized Health event in Las Vegas, it's not too late. You can still learn and see all about the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, how it can help you reverse ailments and disease, lose fat fast, and look and feel better than you have in years. It's nothing short of extraordinary. Take action now. Go to EnergizedHealth.com. Click the red button and schedule your free consultation. Tell them Wayne sent you. And get the WAR Decisive Action 40% discount. And for those of you that love a buy one, get one free, ask them to add your spouse for free. This buy one, get one offer is only good through the end of the month. Successful people take action. So get the WAR Decisive Action 40% discount and add the person you love for free. It will change your life forever, just like it did for me. Best of all, it's not a crazy restrictive diet or painful exercise program. We've all tried those. Don't procrastinate. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and take action now. Book your free consultation, EnergizedHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, a little housekeeping. You can always email me, WayneRoot at gmail.com. I get thousands of emails from my fans, WayneRoot at gmail.com. You know what's amazing? Out of every 1,000 emails I get, 999 to 1,000 of them are all positive. I might get one vicious, hateful letter every week. One. Thousands of emails, one negative. Every week, every 2 weeks. It's all fans. It's great stuff. My website is rootforamerica.com. And I love to hear from all of you. Rootforamerica.com. Rootforamerica.com. All my commentaries are there. All my videos are there. All my events where I'm speaking, you'll find there. You can find my thoughts on every issue at Getter, G-T-T-R. Excuse me, G-E-T-T-R. Let me just make sure. Hold on. I'll look it up right in front of you. No, it's G-T-T-R, Getter. G-E. God, it's amazing. G-E-T-T-R. There we go. It gets this time of night. I can't even see anymore. G-E-T-T-R.com. And, of course, there's the Getter app as well. And I've only been there about a month, month and a half, I don't know, and I've got just under 10,000 followers. So many of you have joined me at Getter, G-E-T-T-R.com, or the Getter app. And I give my opinions on everything going on, and also my podcasts are there, and lots of other great stuff is there. So check it out. And then, of course, my new book is coming out September 16th. It's called The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, and I've just handed you the keys to the kingdom. All these years I've thought, I hate that company, I hate that company, I hate that company, I hate that company. I wish I could contact them. I have no time. I'm not going to call them. I hired a staff to do it for you, and they called 116 companies again and again and again. Sometimes it took 50 phone calls to get them to admit what the email was, what the name of their CEO was, the mailing address, phone number. But they nailed it down for all 116 companies, and I'm handing the keys to the kingdom to you. If they go woke, we will make them broke. And you can call them all day, all night, or just 5 minutes a day. But it's a directory with the number right in front of you and the email right in front of you and the physical address right in front of you. So we can all together make our voices heard and be the not the silent majority, but the loud majority. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, pre-sale right now at Amazon, and you'll get it on the day it comes out, September 16th. You know, the news in Vegas, I hate to be negative about my Las Vegas, but this place has become a criminal cesspool. You know, a cesspool. The sheriff is running for governor like he's done a good job. Do you have any idea how out of control the crime is? First of all, I used to live in Henderson, which is a beautiful area of Las Vegas, beautiful suburb. Every day there's a new murder, a new stabbing, a new shooting, a new police shooting. And just now, moments ago, two shot at Henderson gas station. But wait, you think that's not enough? I live in Summerlin now, beautiful area of Las Vegas. That's really the Beverly Hills of Las Vegas. Within 5 minutes of my home, somebody was stabbed to death, literally this morning. And yesterday, within 5 minutes of that incident, somebody was stabbed to death yesterday. Two murders in Summerlin. Very rare, by the way. But two murders, both stabbings, within 5 minutes of each other, both within 5 or 7 minutes of my house. And you can't believe what's going on in this country. You just can't believe it. It's bizarre. But this city is like every other city. Vegas, Chicago, Baltimore, Detroit, New Orleans, Memphis, they're all falling apart. Newark, Camden, if it's a New York City, Los Angeles, San Francisco, if it's a city run by Democrats, it's destroyed. And in our case, our city is really a state, because the whole state is Las Vegas. You know, I mean, we have 3 million people in Nevada, and 2.2 million of them are in Vegas. So the governor of our state is a big liberal Democrat, Steve Sisolak, I call him. He's a sissy, but it's Steve Sisolak. And he's turned our city into a cesspool. You see the people, I made a comment the other day on social media that thank God the Supreme Court last night, I forgot to mention that on the show, Supreme Court, great ruling. A few days ago, Supreme Court did something great. They ruled that you have to remain in Mexico. If you come here and sneak in, we've got to send you back to Mexico until you have your hearing. Great news. And then last night. Yeah, I know, but last night was a new Supreme Court ruling. Last night they ruled that Biden's rent moratorium is over. Can't do it. It's against the law. The CDC and Biden had no right to say you can't pay your rent. And I commented, oh, that's the end of Las Vegas. If you've seen the strip, it's full of low-life losers who all look like people that are only here because they've gotten huge stimulus checks and unemployment checks for not working, and they're not even paying their rent. They've got free rent for the last year and a half because they haven't paid their landlord once in a year and a half. And that's why this low-life crowd is in Vegas. And I put that down. It's got the most response I've ever seen. And I thought there might be a few liberals who say something mean to me. Nope. If there were like 80 responses, all 80 were like, Wayne, I was there last month. Wayne, I was there 2 months ago. Wayne, I was there yesterday. You're 100% right. The strip is a cesspool. It's disgusting. Nothing but low lives and homeless people and the smell of pot and people taking drugs right in front of you and muggings and stabbings. It's disgusting. The strip has become like Times Square. This is what they've done to us since COVID. Because since COVID, you didn't have to pay your rent. Since COVID, you got stimulus checks. And since COVID, you got paid for being unemployed. So guess what happened? All those lowlives took the opportunity to come visit Vegas for the first time ever. And they've been ruining my city. And let me tell you, our police chief has not done anything to stop it. He doesn't deserve to be the governor of the state. He's done absolutely nothing. Crime is out of control. The robberies, the burglaries, the carjackings, and now you see the shootings and the murders in the nicest neighborhoods around Vegas. And this is going on in every city run by Democrats. Wayne Allen Root, the Warrior, we'll see you on Monday. Have a great weekend. Try your best to stay safe.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.